Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This week on Radio Gallery, we welcome Ojibwe artist Gordon Koons of Minneapolis. He's partnered with Rebecca Crisanta of El Salvador in a series at Intermedia Arts called Dimensions of Indigenous Art. The current show on cultural identity politics is up through February 4th at Intermedia Arts. Gordon Koons.
I'm Ojibwe from Wisconsin. Lac Qui Ré is the reservation I'm from. I'm Ottawa from my mother from Michigan, and again, Ojibwe from my father from Lac Qui Ré. I'm a self-trained artist. I've been doing art for 20-plus years. I used to give it away to all my relatives, and I read an article about selling art, so I decided to sell art. So the big places I've been to the American Institute of Native American Art in Washington, D.C. I had a residency out in Crazy Horse Memorial out in South Dakota. And like I said, I travel around the country and sell to where you got to be a registered Native American in some tribal recognition around.
And now you're based out of Minneapolis.
Yes, I've been living in Minneapolis for like 40-some years. I didn't start art until about 20 years ago.
You're part of a show at Intermedia Arts, Dimensions of Indigenous and Cultural Identity Politics. Tell us about what this is. It's up for another month.
Yes, I've been working with this, curating this particular show we have in the fall time with another girl from El Salvador. Rebecca is her name. We've been putting on these shows in different fashions over there at the Intermediate Arts. They're open to all kinds of ideas and expressions of different cultures and lifestyles. So it's a great place for people who are not recognized to display their work. And the show we have out there now, it's been under the title of Dimensions of Indigenous, and then we usually add something. Rebecca looked at one of my works, which was duck cutting, and I did. And then we decided to do something with cutting paper. She has it in her cultural. They express ideas through, paper cutting and kind of what we put one together for. I have 10 works over there, and I use duct tape because I found out that duct tape, this brand I use, once you use it through, do my work through 3D glasses, it gives an extra vibrant expression on the works, which is people enjoy. There's 3D glasses that I brought to the show that people can pick up and use and view the work and view some of Rebecca's works also come out with the 3D glass. You know, like a lot of things, art doesn't have a real name in Native culture, and that's what we call it now. But I like to do things, make things, whether it's painting or handcrafting things. I make stuff out of hubcaps out of cars. I assemble things together and make bears out of them. Makwa, the bear, healer is what I usually come up with. But this one with the duct tape, one of our, I have a 4x6 foot image out there, and it's of our one of the elders from LCO. And then I have another one which I call, it's three images together, and I call it PL 101-644. Now, what that represents, that title represents the fact that there's a public law called 101-644, and it tells you what is Native American art. And it doesn't really tell you what's Native American art, but it tells you that it can only be sold if you are Native American. And this public law is what they use to regulate what is Native American art. And there's support groups around the country, Indian Arts and Crafts Association that you could be a member of, and they're just trying to keep out imitation work that people sell as Native American art and it's not made by a Native American.
Ojibwe artist Gordon Koons joined us on Radio Gallery. His work is up at Intermedia Arts in Minneapolis through February 4th. More information at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.